What does that mean to the team?
Yeah, no, it's come around pretty quick. You know, he's just been a great teammate for the guys. He's obviously a great player and, you know, unselfish, does everything right for the team. And, you know, we're so glad that he's a Wildcat.
I know we reflect on his 100 games, but where do you see the next period of his career going?
Well, hopefully another 100. You know, he's here for a long time. It's, you know, it's while he's been here, he's all improved us, you know, off the court, just with his personality and his, you know, what you see on the court is a great player, but he's also a great person, and we like to have those guys around the club.
He talked a lot about family yesterday. Mm. Is he going to become one of those great Wildcat players of all time? And family is a lot. Well, I guess we could talk about Wildcats. It's
right.
About
Yeah, big time. We're pretty tight. We like to get the right people in here, and as soon as they're here, we keep them for a long time. I think, you know, I don't know how long Ricky was here, either 14, 15 years. Sean Redditch is here for 10, 12 years. You know, Jesse's on his 13th, 14th season, Damo. So, you know, we like to get good people and keep them around for a lot, and hopefully Bryce does that.
His mum's in there at the moment, so to work family. Have
yeah,
you,
excellent.
Have you met her before? Has she been around the club previously?
No, this is the first time overseas, so I was happy that she got on the plane yesterday and got here safely. So, yeah, it's good for Bryce to be able to share that and show his new family off, and hopefully he has a great game on Friday night to support it.
And what will it mean for the team to get a win for that one?
Yeah, well, you know, that's personalised. We want to get back playing great basketball. I think last week was a good step in the right direction. We got Miles into the lineup, and now we're getting some rhythm at home. We've been on the road for a long time, so hopefully we can play better than our last home game at the Jungle, and we want to try to get keep improving and give this top two a shake. So, you know, it's really up to our hands where we finish this season.
Opportunity is really knocking with your draw now, based on what you've done away. Have you spoken about the importance of making the most of this position, or do they already know?
Yeah, no, it's not something that we're worried about this game and playing well. And look, we've got two more wins on the road than we did last year all season, and still got another game to go. So that's really good. Our road work has been good, and now we've got to get back and improve. And we've got some time to put into Miles, getting up to speed, and hopefully get Damo back on the court soon, and then we'll have no excuses.
Is Miles ready to start now?
Yeah, we'll mix it up. We're throwing him out there with the first group, see how he goes, but we'll probably make that decision tomorrow.
How's he going education-wise and just working out what's going on? You put a lot of information to his head, I would have thought, the past couple of days.
Yeah, we have early in the week. We just want to fine-tune it, getting closer to the game. We don't want him to overthink. We want him to play, have fun, you know, rebound and bring the energy that he brought in the first game. So, yeah, that's our key focus at the moment.
Will Damo train this week?
No, he's still a couple of weeks. He's just got the boot off there as you've seen him walk past. So we'll get him slowly, surely get him on court. But we're not planning for him to come back until the end of the month, which is a couple of weeks away. And we'll just see it's systematic. So see how it goes. If the systems are good, we'll push it a little bit. If they interrupt the recovery a little bit, we'll delay it. So we want to make sure he's there for the right time of the season.
Is he on track or is he?
He's on track. Yeah, on track. Yep.
What do you think when Devondrick Walker's name bobbed up and you're going to coach him for the first time?
Look, I'm happy for Devondrick. He's a great guy. It's one of those heartbreaking ones that he in pre-season did the Achilles, and you know, we went back home, and he's just a bubbly personality. He's going to be a great fit, and I hope he has a great time over here, just not against us. And yeah, I'll certainly give him a hug when I see him.
He's a three-point shooter, right?
Mm.
That's what you liked about him,
yeah.
Is my memory at the time. So that's his big weapon?
Yeah, big time. He's got deep three-point range, and you know, he's energetic, he's athletic, and he's a great person to have around in the team. But it's going to be hard for him to get all that stuff in a couple of days. So, you know, I hope he has a good time for the rest of the games that they play, just not against us.
Feels like a while since you played. Has they changed much from what you've been watching them compared to when you did play?
Oh, look, Wesley's come back and playing more. He just came back first time. So last time we played him over there, they played a lot of zone. So we expect him to mix it up again. Yeah, but they got Creek and they got Robinson as a very good player. And obviously they released Benson. So a little bit different lineup.